Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Welcome to my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Ring ding 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 ding
about the man that died for me, paid it all when he died on Calvary. Wonder why he would have really loved me. Not only that, he turned around and gave me mercy. I know everybody out there can testify to this. If it wasn't for the love, he wouldn't exist. I want to call his name every minute, every second, every hour. When you're weak and strong, sing Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's strength in the name of
Jesus.
There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
Joy in the name of
Jesus.
There's peace in the name of
Jesus.
There's love in the name of
Jesus. Oh.
I don't know what my Jesus Christ did for you and you, but there's a secret that I know my Father cannot do. He makes the flowers bloom, turn morning into noon. Gave our body nerves and we can feel it every move. I know my God's alive, look into the blue sky. It's just a miracle how we survive. But God, I know I serve you, Lord, till the day I die. Father God, I will forever lift your name on
high.
Power in the name of
Jesus.
Healing in the name of deliverance in the name of
Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus.
Strength in the name of
Jesus.
Joy in the name of
Jesus.
There's peace in the name of
Jesus.
Just call a name right now in that hospital room. You're not gonna make it, but if you just call the name of
Jesus,
he's the healer, he's the doctor,
Jesus,
he's the deliverer. Just call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You remember when you have someone in the pocket and you call the name of
Jesus.
You believe by faith that he will provide, because he's Jehovah Jireh. Anywhere you are right now, you could be driving in your car. Just shout the name, just shout the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's joy in the name of
Jesus.
Believe in the name
Jesus.
There's no other name that's high above all the names.
Jesus.
Oh, 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 oh.
Jesus.
Jesus. I come just now to say thank you, O King. I come just now to say thank you, O King. You're not just a part of my life, but my everything. Your love reaches way down deep within, passes human understanding. There will always be a song for you I sing. One word alone just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day my needs supply. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patience with me through all my mess. I come to one conclusion, you are the best. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah, I'm
Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio, Wagwan Station here in Kingston, Jamaica, home base at Live Deliverance Internet Radio and in Atlanta, Georgia. We have Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery, Bishop Montgomery, First Lady Montgomery, and Evangelist Mrs. Montgomery. Going to bring about the leading of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about their book and a lot of other good stuff. Without further ado, my best friend here in Spanish Town, Jamaica, Jermaine Edwards.
Won't go no further unless I know he's leading me. Took 5 steps forward but lost instead because of me. I made a decision that my life is gonna be about God. I may not be famous cause I wanna sing a righteous song. Don't worry about me, my problems won't be money. It's better to please God than having everyone bowing at my feet. So I'm going down on my knee, I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life I feel free on my knee. I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life I feel free, I feel free. I feel free. When you're in my life, Lord, I feel free. Feel free. I feel free. Back in the days, righteousness was thou shalt not. But now in these days we sin, and now it's hard to stop. You got your breakthrough, but few days later you're back. Because you didn't feed your spirit and flesh was all you got. I made a decision, I gotta lose some of my friends. Change my number, that life has come to an end. Can't listen no more to those songs that's fighting against my spirit. I'm walking away and I'm not looking back. Falling down on my knees, begging you to help me.
I'm not afraid.
Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. My name is Emmett Overton. We want to thank you for participating with us here on Blog Talk Radio, some good brothers in the Lord, a husband and wife couple that I haven't been known for many years and have worked with them and approved what they do. That was my best friend, Jermaine. That was also Kevin Downswell will be performing in Mandeville. Stay tuned because Live Deliverance Internet Radio may be broadcasting that. I want to thank the 1,126 subscribers we have on YouTube. We've ministered over 423,000 people on Blog Talk, Live Deliverance Internet Radio, and YouTube. I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth for the good teacher, the Holy Ghost, and for my student under him, Derek Prince Ministries, whom I love dearly. We have some good men of God here. Bishop Montgomery, good evening.
Good evening.
It's a blessing to hear from you.
And I'm glad to be here.
First Lady, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm happy to be here with both of you. I'm going to turn the mic over, get out the way. If you would like for me to interject, just tell me. I'm right here. And let the Holy Spirit move on both this couple, a powerful husband and wife couple.
Yeah.
Been married over 30-something years. And if anybody needs to know about marriage, don't need to come to me. You need to come to the Montgomerys.
Praise God.
Amen.
Don't come to me at all. Don't even come to me.
Amen.
Go to the Montgomerys.
Oh,
I give the mic over to Mrs. Montgomery, Kingdom of God Ministers. They got a book they're going to talk about. We're just going to turn it over to them. I'm going to just sit back here if they want me to comment. I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost move on. They're going to talk about their book, a lot of other stuff they're going to talk about. You got the mic, Pastor.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. I want to give honor to God, and I thank God for you allowing us to be on your program on tonight. We're going to start off with a little prayer. And first of all, I want to give honor to God and lift up God's people, the people of the Most High God. We're going to try to deliver some things on tonight that we pray that will uplift you, give you some strength, some power, some knowledge, and how to combat the enemy and fight the devil and keep him from coming into your life. We're going to give you some things in that regard. But right now, we're going to just pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we want to give you the honor, the glory, and all the praise.
Yes.
Father God, we want you to touch all your people that's listening to the program on tonight. Open their ears, open their minds, that they would receive the word of God, that it would become a power in their life, that they would receive knowledge and wisdom through the word of God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free.
Yes.
Set them free, Father God. Set them free by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Now we're going to get directly into the word. We have a pretty good subject on tonight. We're going to bring out our book, Building Godly and Mature Relationship. Love conquers all. Go ahead.
Amen. The book, it was a journey. I just want to put this out there. You don't know the challenges that the enemy, the blocks, and publishers, and, I mean, literally, just trying to keep us from putting this book out. Then COVID hit, so we had those kind of obstacles, but praise God, it's out. It's called Building Godly and Mature Relationships. You can purchase it on Amazon. You can get a hard copy, or you can actually get an e-book on Kindle. What is it about? Well, it's kind of encompassing our life, but it's our journey. Put it in a format for everyone. Because we have a chapter called The Dating Game, building what's love got to do with it? Money. These are some of the challenges that marriages and relationships go through. And a lot of times the church is going to give you a little fluffiness about a relationship. Well, like Pastor Overton said, we've been married 48, 48 years now. Started out with nothing. We had a 500 square room house that, I mean, really a shack, and we come from East St. Louis, so that's one of the, I guess, the crime capitals of the world. But it's just a journey of how when you trust God and believe God, God can see you through some of the darkest hours.
Amen.
Amen. So, hey, get your copy today, and we hope it bless you. But it's not just for the young. It's for the old. It's for those who've been married for a long time and need a refresher course. Amen? So get your copy today. Amen.
Amen. What we're going to be talking about tonight, brothers and sisters of the Most High God, we're going to talk about sins that open doors to the demonic. Now, you might say, well, you know, we already know about that, but there are some things that you don't know. Do you know that you can invite Satan into your house, Satan into your environment with your speech? You can call him in. And look, I want to say this too. A lot of people talking about contracts with the devil. They like to say that. You don't have to make a contract with the devil on paper to be in contract with the devil. You can do it with some of the things you say and many of the things that you do. And it doesn't matter that you don't know that you're doing these things. You can still do these things not knowing and invite the devil, demons, evil spirits, unclean spirits, wicked spirits into your house and into your body.
Into your family.
And into your family.
Yeah.
Now, when this happens, you're going to have to do some serious praying, some serious fasting, and some serious warfare to get these things out of your life.
And can I interject some, Bishop?
Yes.
And as we were, you know, raising our kids, and a lot of times you may say, well, to the Christian parents, well, I'm a Christian, and I live for the Lord. But your kids is out there doing dirt. They doing things that you don't know about, and they bring those type of demonic activities into your household.
Mm-hmm.
And as Bishop said, this is where you got to literally do some spiritual warfare. We literally, our boys was acting so ignorant when they were teenagers. Praise God. We prayed them through there. They're grown now. But we literally would have to put a prayer altar on our floor, and we stayed on our knees interceding.
Amen.
Because we didn't know what them boys was out there doing. Now, the Holy Spirit did.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to intercede. So what are we saying? They have attached, sometimes when they're out in the world, loved ones and everything like that, they attach themselves to demonic forces.
Yes.
And you'd be wondering where all this negative energy is coming from in my household.
Yes.
That's when you got to do some spiritual cleaning things.
Yes. Amen. That's true. That's true. What Evangelist Montgomery said is absolutely true. But we're going to get more into the Word of God in reference to all this, but we were just giving a precursor to this because some people think like this. Some people think like this. Well, if I don't mess with the devil or demons, they ain't going to mess with me. No, that's not true. We are in a spiritual warfare. And it has increased. It hasn't decreased.
Look at the news.
It has increased exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing you have to do is look at the news.
Yes.
A lot of the stuff that's happening in the news is not just people saying, well, I'm going to just do some bad. Demons and devils are behind these people. And because they don't have a mental filter, they don't have the Holy Ghost, they don't know God, and they think it's them, it's the devil, it's demons that's pushing these people to do some of the things that they do. Now, consider this. Have you noticed a lot of these people that do all these heinous things kill themselves?
Mm-hmm. Suicide.
They commit homicide, then they commit suicide. Now, what do you think that is? The hardest thing for many people to do is to commit suicide. So why is there so much homicide and suicide going on in this country and going on all over the world? Because demons and devils and witches and warlocks are casting spells, opening portals, And the portals stay open because nobody's really praying and fasting and coming against this and closing them.
Yeah, the church is pretty much, I mean, an entertainment show. You know, talking about casting out devils. You don't hardly see that at churches. Mainstream. You're not going to see a lot of that going on.
No, you don't. And that's why we're going to talk about sins that open doors to the demonic, because sin is sin. But there are some sins that's egregious to God. They're abominable to God. And these sins like this actually open various doors and portals where some of the most heinous spirits come through, and they manifest themselves in murder, in suicide, in homosexuality, and perversion, and adultery, and all these different sins open the door for other sins. And what you'll have is when you commit this one error or this one sin, you think you're committing one thing, but it's opening the door and allowing all kind of other demonic entities to come into your life. And like what Jesus said, when the spirit is gone out of the house, he'll go out, you know, talk to his buddies out there. And when he comes back, he sees the house, the temple, garnished, cleaned, and refreshed. Then he'll bring seven other demons back into that house. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. That's what you're seeing. That's why it's so important to be filled. Thank you, Holy Ghost. To be filled with the Holy Ghost. Salvation is the first step, and you have to grow. How can you grow? You grow with the presence of the Holy Ghost in your life. That is the only thing. I say it like this. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is the only thing that these demons really respect. That authority, that anointing by the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then you got some other ghost in there. And what ghost in that is not God? So if it's not God, what is it? Now, you hear people talking about, well, ain't no such thing as demons and all this. No. That's just psychological. Okay. You can believe that if you want to. But that doesn't negate the fact that there is God and his holy angels, righteous angels, and it's the devil and his demons who are unrighteous, and the only thing they desire to do is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. That's it. Well, let's go to the word here. Go to the word here. We're going to come out of, and the reason we're going here, and we like to do this, but people don't understand some things. It says, Galatians 5 and 16, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Now I want to say something about these things. A lot of these things that I just mentioned, devils are connected to these things. Now, some of these things that I just mentioned is generational. What does that mean? That means it's in your family lineage. It follows your bloodline.
We'll get to that.
And we're going to get to that. So that's why so many times you see, well, my father did this, my mother did this, my uncle did this, my aunt did this, and they did this, and they did this, and they did that. And I guess it's just a family thing. No, it's not a family thing. It's a demon that's following your family.
It's a familiar spirit,
a demon that's following your family, and that is how he manifests.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a long line of adulterers in your family, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a long line of fornicators in your family, that's what that is. Uncleanness and lasciviousness, those are in the same family of perversion. Deep perversion. How do you break that? How do you deal with that? The only way you can deal with these things is through Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus. You don't pray a demon out. You cast a demon out. You pray to get strength and to condition your mind and your body to cast it out. That's why Jesus said, much fasting and prayer it takes to deal with these things. Now, you talk about idolatry. Now, this is what's happening in the world today. You have a lot of idolatry, witchcraft. Now, when you get into idolatry, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that the things that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Everything I just mentioned, all this word that I said just said, are manifestations of demons. Did you hear what I said? They're manifestations of demons. Did you have some?
Wrapped in the flesh, but yeah. You could go on and read over there to Exodus.
Okay.
And bring it.
Now I'm going to go over here to Exodus, and we're kind of covering some of the same thing.
That you're familiar with.
That you're familiar with, but Evangelist Montgomery, she's going to bring out some other things. Now, I want to bring out something, too. I'm the Lord thy, this is Exodus 20 and 1 through 7. I want to bring out some stuff here. I am the Lord thy God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. There's one thing I want to say in reference to this before I turn it over to Evangelist Montgomery. And I read the scripture where it says that you shall not make any graven image and worship it. Now, a lot of people say, I ain't making no graven images or nothing like that. But there are certain amulets. If you go to certain countries, you have to be careful what you put your hands on. You have to be careful of the different statues and things that you might want to buy. Because some of these statues and some of these amulets is dedicated to demons. They have been prayed over. And various demonic spirits are attached to these things. So when you bring these things to your home, you are releasing whatever spirit or devil or demon that's connected to that thing.
Yeah, and we were talking with this high priest. He was a former Satanist worshiper, and he said demonic spirits can be attached to inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. This is why, you know, a lot of times we pray. Before you do anything, pray over this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't just in other countries. It's right here in America.
Yeah.
Idol worship. You see it even in the church.
Mm-hmm.
They idolize these pastors.
Yep.
That's idol worship.
Yes.
When you put these pastors above God, that's idol worship. It falls hand in hand with witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be bringing some of that out about how this new age has crept in the church.
Yes.
It's a form of witchcraft.
Yes.
People don't even realize it because they're going through the motions. They're going through this Christian yoga, which is a form of Hindu worship.
Yes.
They have even incorporated this in the body of Christ.
That's a religion.
So you say, and evangelist, how did this happen? Because the church is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
The church was asleep when they should have been praying. Who was on guard for the souls of people? So while you sleep, like the 10 bridegroom,
mm-hmm.
5 foolish, 5 wise,
mm-hmm.
somebody was sleeping on their post.
Yes, 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 that's so true. Amen. So we're just kind of bringing out some things and kind of trying to enlighten you on some things. Because one thing in particular, the preacher told me a long time ago, he said when you're delivering the word, don't think that somebody already know what you're talking about. what I mean by that. Don't take the word and say, well, they already know this, so I don't have to say nothing about that. Or they don't know this, so I'm going to talk about this. What he said was you don't take anything for granted, because sometimes the things you think they already know, they don't know. So that means you got to bring it out anyway, because I'll give you an example. You might think of a lot of old folks that's in their 70s and 80s, you might think they know about salvation. You might think they are saved. You might think they know a whole lot about the Lord. But in many cases, they don't. So if you don't tell them about Christ, that person could be lost because you thought that, oh, that's an old person. They already know about salvation. They already know about all this stuff. So we have to be careful. Now, we're gonna get back into the word. We're talking about idolatry and witchcraft. Now, when you start getting into idolatry and witchcraft, now those two things right there was one of the main things that caused Israel to be cast to the four corners of the earth. That right there. Idolatry and witchcraft. You say, well, what you talking about, Bishop? Well, the kings, instead of leading their people the way they should have and having Israel to be an example of God to the nations, Israel was designed to be a missionary nation to all the nations surrounding them to show those other nations the goodness and power of God. But instead of them doing that, they started worshiping the devils that they were supposed to cast. They started worshiping those devils. They started practicing their beliefs.
Amen.
And as a result, God cast them out of their own land. Go ahead.
All right. So I wanted to just kind of expound on the word witchcraft, because like I said, it has crept in the churches unawares. And that's what the Bible say. They planted tares. Mm-hmm. And you see witchcraft in some of your mainstream entertainment industry is pushing this new age. They has partnered with some of the mainstream evangelists. Should I call names? I don't go there, but you know who I'm talking about. So witchcraft, the practice of what the practitioners believe to be supernatural skills, abilities such as casting of spells. You say, Sister Montgomery, well, I don't do that. But let me go on. In this modern era, witchcraft to refer to benign.
What apostle?
Miss Montgomery.
Yes.
I love both of y'all, but y'all blessing me. Y'all have got the foul up in me. Can I just say something?
Go ahead.
I'll say the names for you. T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar. I'll say them for you. Joel Osteen.
No, sure. I didn't want to, you know.
No, I'm going to do it for you. Paula White. Juanita Bonham. What's this other one? Somebody she have the Holy Ghost. Now, I got your back. I've been on here 14 years. I'm sick of it. Now, what's her name? Paula White. Noah Norton.
Yeah.
None. That's what they're talking about. Mr. Montgomery, they nice. But I'm going to get raw tonight. They ain't getting on nothing. Joe Osteen, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Leroy Thompson, ain't none of them hitting on nothing.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I have to respect the man of God's house, so I just say y'all
that's
know who
right.
it is. And now that I'm partnered up with Oprah, and she is the mainstream of this new age.
In the mainstream realm, this new age foolishness. She's a Scientologist. She don't even know who Jesus is.
Last night.
Sister Durden called me. She said, get on there. I said, Sister Durden, what it is? We watched Juanita Bonham for an hour and 30 minutes. Not one time did she quote scripture. And you see her, Jesus? And all this emotional follow.
That's all they see.
No God.
Entertaining.
That's what enter, the word, the prefix of entertain mean. Enter me.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. They're sitting up. The church is packed full of all this new age, this foolishness going on. That's why the church is so weak.
There's no gospel being preached.
Bishop and the First Lady, I had this church on air with me 14 years. You remember that church called Greater Works?
Yeah.
I took them off. Let me tell you. The day the covert virus hit air, he got on the internet, on my internet radio station, and I have about 223 Jewish supporters that support me financially.
Mm-hmm.
And he get up here and say, send in, the Lord has given me a code for the healing of COVID-19. Send in $190 for these scriptures to give you this healing.
See,
I had a phone call, Ruthie, who helps me out of Rubis. She said, you got a problem. The phones are ringing here on my radio ministry. Emails coming in. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You are not going to make me look bad as a deliverance ministry for this foolishness. I took him off the air. And I was with him 14 years. He didn't have enough nerves to sit down with me and talk. So tell him, I said, tell him I want to talk to him. I want to look in his face and tell him that's foolishness. Mm-hmm. I put up with that mess, and I watched it. And I went and I said, Lord, and the Lord replaced him with Pastor Ed White. Used to be there as a deliverance minister. Now, he was a deliverance minister. Him and his wife, under his ministry, asked for permission to get married, and he told both of them, no, y'all can't get married. Y'all don't staff. They left. They formed their own ministry, and he's flourishing on this internet radio with me.
Wow.
I took him off air.
Yeah.
The dude's been having a building fund 14 years, but he got a 28-bedroom house. And 7 cars, that's unheard of in Jamaica.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. See, that's greed.
That's what that is.
Greed and he,
that's
he,
all
that
is.
Yeah.
That's all
that
is. And I say it for you. I'm going to get back and be quiet now. I just had to get out there and say that. Y'all acting nice. I love y'all. But I said, I got to get raw. Let me say the name again. Creflo Dollar. T.D. Jakes.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen. Paula White. Juanita Bynum, even Billy Graham's son ain't hitting on nothing.
No, he ain't hitting on nothing.
Ain't hitting on nothing. Joe Osteen, Peter Popoff, all them hustlers, Leroy Thompson.
Yeah. Mm.
They're going off of a name, though, not the anointing, but just that name. And this is what the people, the church, flee to.
Mm-hmm.
It's this prosperity. They want materialism. This is part of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is all they want to hear. How I'm going to get my blessing. Get my blessing. And that's all they want to hear about. Why don't you ask God how to get delivered?
Yeah.
To be set free. Okay? But let me go on. Anyway. You got all this stuff in the church, divination, meditation. I just told you how now they don't talk about Christian yoga in the church. That wasn't even heard of. It came about in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you, I remember when it started creeping in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were new believers in Christ, but I began to see the shift in the church then.
Yeah.
How it started shifting to New Age and Hinduism and paganism.
Mm-hmm.
And now these people is getting caught up with Kundalini spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Wicca in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You got all this stuff going on in the body of Christ. Holistic medicine. You got to be careful with some of these herbs and stuff because you don't know who is over them. You know, holistic medicine. Yeah, well, I'm okay with certain herbs, but be careful.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if it's a Wicca. The name now they use is Wiccan. You got television programs on TV talking about Wicca, and it's just a common thing, series, and your children is watching this stuff. Some of your kids, a young lady today, she was saying how she used to watch, what is it called, it was called Wicca or something?
Something like that, a television program.
The Craft.
The Craft.
But she would watch that on the series, and she literally got possessed.
Yes.
Okay? So this is what I'm saying. To a weak-minded person, you shouldn't be sitting up watching anything on TV.
That's right.
And she said she got possessed. She got caught up. 17 years old, got caught up on drugs, but it was all because she started watching a series called
The Craft.
The Craft.
and she started doing some of those things.
So this is real stuff, people. We're not just sitting up here making this stuff up.
That's right. It's actually
happening, but the church is so blind and they have their head in the sand. They don't know what's going on. So they think everything, well, it'll never happen to me. But I'll tell you what, as a parent, you need to follow up on your children, especially when they're living in your household.
Yeah.
Now, when they get grown, you have to release them, let God deal with them. But as long as they're in this household, we used to tell our kids, I have every right to come in your room and inspect
what
you looking at, what you doing.
Yes.
Don't you ever tell me, don't you come in my room. Okay? I'm telling you. Because I see now that parents has taken their hands off and raising their own children.
Yeah.
And this is why the devil have leeway in your child's life. Like I say, when they get grown, you don't pray it on them, you release them. But when they're at home, you still have authority over what they look at, what they do.
That's
Amen?
Right.
Go ahead.
Amen. Well, I mean, you just about said it all. You got anything else in the book?
Well, I was just saying holistic medicine. They practice that in the church. And like Pastor Overton said, you got these mainstream preachers and teachers and everything. They look at them as mentors. They give you this motivational crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's not helping you. They're not using no kind of scripture.
Mm-hmm.
They're just telling you how to get more stuff, how to be a better you, live your best life now, live every day like it's Friday. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the church is eating this stuff up. Millions of books sold on motivational speaking. Where is that in the Bible?
It's not. It's not in
there. Where is that? Jesus was about his Father's business, going about healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils. Where is it? You guys better start doing some self-check on these preachers, because you give them your money and you're not getting nothing.
Amen. Well, this is what Jesus
said
right here.
You're so right. It's like that here in Jamaica. They got this church down here. They didn't start that mess. Jermaine Edwards had to leave his father's church. $1,000 line, special queen offering line, special sacrificial offering line. I had a lady call me from Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. She said, Pastor, I'm hurting. Minister Durden had to carry this woman through. It took about 4 or 5 months to get her just some deliverance. And the pastor told her, "How about I shall need 3 house note payments, sacrifice your notes, and in the 4th month you'll get it tripled back." And she lost her house.
Ooh. Well, see,
I can tell y'all
Apostle,
some stories. I can tell y'all some stories. Yeah, man.
I tell you, they're not preaching the gospel. Look, this is what Jesus said, You can't get away, and I say so many times, you can't get away from the Word of God. It just keeps coming back. Some of the things that we think is common in the Word is not. It's
Jesus
deep.
Say don't even fellowship.
Well, you can't fellowship with folks who do those
teach
things.
All that.
But this is what Jesus said. He said, well, we know what the commission is, but Jesus said this to him. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them. Now, upbraid, it doesn't mean something good. In other words, he kind of blasted them a little bit. He said, upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is not being preached. What is being preached is snippets of it.
Well, they twist it.
Little pieces of it.
Yep.
But it's not the whole gospel. Because he said this.
Yes, it is.
And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils. That's the first thing Jesus said.
But do you see it in mainstream?
No. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But the first order that Jesus said to his disciples was to preach the gospel to every creature.
Unadulterated.
Now, what is the gospel? The gospel is the teaching of Jesus Christ being the Son of God, that he lived, that he died, that he buried, that he was resurrected on the third day, and he sent back the Holy Ghost.
But this is what I'm saying. You don't see that in mainstream. Listen to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And the church has bought the garbage. God, I mean, it vexes your heart to see how duped and manipulated the body of Christ is. He said we should be like them Bereans. Yeah. Remember the Bereans? Even though they believed, they wanted to check Paul out.
Yeah, they did.
See if you truly converted.
Yeah.
But now they don't check nothing out. If it sound good, they swallow it hook, line, and sinker. You know it.
Yeah.
You know? They come out disguised as an angel of light.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a lot of people out there that, as Jesus said, he said this, they would use his name for their greed and for their lust and their greed.
And
they would use their name. But they don't really have a real relationship with him. That's why they can't preach him. That's why they can't really preach the gospel. They'll preach something that sounds like the gospel. They'll throw his name in there every now and then because they can't just come out fully with that crap because people won't follow them. So they'll throw a little bit of Jesus in there. They'll throw his name in there. They'll throw out a few scriptures that people are familiar with, and then they'll twist them for their own good.
But what did the said? A lot of the people sit in these big ministries, mega ministries, they know they ain't teaching nothing, but they're greedy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So is the spirit, go back to where we was, Galatians, covetousness, jealousy, emulations.
Mm-hmm.
Read what emulate means.
Okay, to emulate is to imitate. Emulations are used in some older translation of the Bible. It's an obsolete word meaning jealous competition or ambition driven by envy. Sinful emulation is a greed-driven desire to imitate someone's success or share their wealth. It is keeping up with the Joneses, immersed in covetousness.
That's all you
hear. And that's what's being taught these days.
That's all you see. I'm going to get mine. He got a 12,000 square foot home. I can get me an 18,000 square foot home. And this is all you see in the body of Christ. And the members is seeking after the same things that the heathen seek after.
And when you do this,
God,
it comes back to our subject. When you do this and have this attitude, you open the doors to the demonic. Because demons follow those things. Demons are the originator of those things, emulations and jealousies and covetousness and all this stuff. That's demonic stuff. You call them to you.
But he said these are the things that the
heathen seek.
You know, the big homes. And it's okay to have a nice home. I told you how me and Bishop started out, two kids, didn't have nothing.
Mm-mm.
I mean, this man, Burley, did you even have a ring for me?
Yeah, I had a ring. I
you,
found
you
one.
Found
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
at...
I got one. No.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
But
wow.
God brought us through. I haven't had to manipulate. I haven't had to make a profit off the gospel. God provides for us.
Amen.
Okay? So those are the pastor, I hope a lot of these big-time evangelists listening, you need to repent.
Well, see, the word of God is the word of God. Jesus said this, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
and these things
shall be added to you. You don't even have to ask for stuff.
He'll just give you stuff.
God will just give you what you need.
You know what, Bishop?
What you want? Yes, I'm listening.
When I told that man, get him off my radio station, I said, I want to have a meeting with him. Well, he just said he real busy. Tell him, I said, he's running from me. That's what he really is, because he know that he's full of, y'all forgive me, in the name of Jesus, I said, you're full of shit.
Dung.
I get so many people call me.
Yeah.
I get people call me every day because I have a toll-free number. I mean, it's 678. Everybody know it. 701-3733. Emails. I can forward you emails of people telling me we are tired. We don't want. They leaving. They are leaving. Some of them are really waking up. Get finally, but it's a whole lot of them that won't read the Bible, and they depend on them to hear what their itching ears want to hear. That's biblical.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear Jesus when he was walking on earth.
No.
That's true.
That's it.
Say the prophets lied to them, and they love the poor dad in Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These false prophets.
Yeah.
That's who I'm talking about.
Pastor, y'all hit it right on head. They say to give you bits and pieces. That's just what they do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But because see, it's just like all these people that's going through all the things that they're going through. Well, it's just like you, Pastor Olson. You were in special forces, right? Hello.
That's right.
Yeah. Now,
yes, sir. I'm here.
Through training that other folks in the military didn't have to do, but you had to do that because you were in special forces. So what am I saying? But you were taught how to do certain things, but in the body of Christ, people are not being taught too much of anything in reference to spiritual warfare, in reference to how to deal with evil or wicked and unclean spirits, how to deal with demons. So when these things come up on them, they get tore up.
Yeah.
They get beat down. They got to they got to go and search out somebody to help because they have absolutely
no knowledge of the word
or no knowledge of the spiritual realm at all.
My God.
They're wide open.
Are you right?
They're like,
last night, me and Sister Drake were listening to Juanita Bynum. She didn't quote one scripture, and she talked 2 hours. And then she said, I don't need to cast out demons. The Lord has brought me to a higher place of that. Jesus.
No. That's what believers are about. That's the first thing Jesus.
No, she should have been rebuked. I don't know who put that woman up over folks.
No, they
needed to be sat down.
Well, they're not going to be among people. That would have the authority to shut them down because
they're all in that network.
But that was the first thing Jesus said after you preached the gospel, because here's the thing about the gospel and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost is going to make demons act up.
Mm-hmm. Manifest.
They're going to start manifesting because they can't stand that word. The Holy Ghost can't stand it. It's like salt on an open wound to a demon.
So when you come in the presence of them, they're going to react.
Yeah.
Read that.
Okay. All right. I want to bring on some other things because we're talking about these demons and sins and what bring them out and what will bring them to you and cause them to focus on you. I'm going to read something here now. It's of the way of darkness, that is what kind of person shall be forever cast out of the kingdom of God. Now, this is the word. But the way of darkness is crooked and full of cursing, for it is the way of eternal death with punishment, in which they that walk meet those things that destroy their own souls. Now, that's what we're talking about. These things destroy the soul. Such are idolatry, confidence, pride of power, hypocrisy, double-mindedness, adultery, murder, rapine, that is stealing the people's property by force, pride, transgression, deceit, malice, arrogance, witchcraft, covetousness, all the want of the fear and the want of the fear of God, and this walk those who are the persecutors of them that are good.
See?
Haters of truth, lovers of lies, mm-hmm. who know not the reward of righteousness, nor cleave to anything that is good.
Hmm.
Now, all the stuff that I just mentioned is stuff that we experience, that we see on a daily basis, but we see a lot of this stuff in the four walls of the church.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be there.
But it is.
But it is. Mm-hmm. It say, who administer not righteous judgment to the widow and orphan, who watch for wickedness and not for the fear of the Lord, from whom gentleness and patience are far off, who love vanity and follow after rewards,
hmm.
having no compassion upon the poor,
my God.
Nor take any pains
hmm.
for such as are heavy laden and oppressed,
hmm.
ready to evil speaking, not knowing him that made them.
Okay, like what he just said.
Yeah.
He had the woman, she gets set out of her house,
yeah.
but to give me more profit, more gain.
Yeah.
They don't have no regard for God's people like that.
No.
If they were so prophetic, looked like they could have saw COVID coming.
No.
Then none of them prophesy about that.
No, no. So then
no.
not one of them. Not, and, oh, let me say this here on air. Lord Jesus Christ. Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio, prophet, what's it, Drew. And this is when I had to cut Omega Man Radio off. He running around, ain't don't have no Holy Ghost, don't speak in tongues. Trump. Now, when I met him, it was Obama administration. I ain't heard that cracker say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You got
mm-hmm.
even deliverance ministers. Deliverance minister. He called himself a deliverance minister. Don't have no anointing. Took off my teaching that Jesus was black. I proved it out the Bible that Jesus is black. Jesus is not white.
Mm.
I can show you biblical proof that he's not white. I can show you
yep.
in the Bible that God says I am black. I can show all of them to you. I can show you every scripture in the Bible. Job 30:30, my skin is black like an oven. I can keep going. And he took me mm-hmm. off. You got deliverance ministers. This big old fat one, he overweight. If he don't lose some weight, the devil going to take him out. Got upset at me because I told him stop charging people. What's his name? Ivory Hopkins.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, I said, you need to lose some weight. That ain't healthy. That's not healthy, brother. What you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I said, also, you putting all your stuff on my radio ministry. Now, one time, you offered me an offer.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't pimping. Mm-hmm. You ain't pimping me. You ain't pimping
mm-hmm.
me. I'm a former gangster. You ain't pimping me.
Mm-hmm.
And I took him off.
Yeah, yeah.
People was calling,
yeah.
talking about he charging $155 for 15 minutes to do deliverance.
Oh, my God. See, they
Bob
making
Larson,
them.
I left him. That was Bob Larson was $1,000 for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know. He's something else.
Well, you know, that's what we're covering tonight.
What?
Yeah, we're covering that
Gee,
tonight via
yes,
the
sir.
Word of God. The Word of God speaks on
against
these things,
that.
Against all of that. But
people
like
love
I said,
it.
People
read it.
Okay,
that's on Jeremiah.
Okay,
it
here
said.
It is. Here it is. What, I don't know what was it.
How do people love it?
Okay,
they
it says
falsely.
The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule
that's
by
Jeremiah
their own
14,
power.
14. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
right.
And my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? Yeah, I mean, if you, I mean, itch your ears.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They want to hear what they want to
the
hear.
Fluff, yeah.
But they don't want to hear the truth
mm-mm.
of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear the truth of they need to repent and change
yeah.
and receive the word of God and come out from among. All
we
these
separate.
Evil people.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said,
yeah.
mainstream. Yeah.
Well, but you know, we still have to tell the truth.
Well, we gonna do that.
And that's why I'm coming out the word like this because the word of God will tell us what we need to do,
how we need to live,
how we need to live, and how to fight the enemy and how to defeat the enemy. If you're doing everything the enemy tell you to do, then you cannot defeat him.
Right, because you're too full of the flesh.
Yeah, you're too full of the flesh, and you got too many devils and demons on you influencing you.
So this is the thing. You have to, first, we have to do self-evaluation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, we all have sin come short. This is not a loophole for us to go out and just tear our foot off with sin. That's not what we're talking about.
Well, see, the wonderful thing about that, it says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says have sinned, past tense. When you come to Jesus, you come into the glory of God.
Generational.
And you close all that stuff. You come out of that. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, you're not a ranked sinner anymore.
Right.
Because you have been saved by Jesus Christ.
Well,
oh, hallelujah.
Go back to the generational.
Yeah.
Like my family.
Yeah.
We had a lot of alcoholism, and it followed. My grandmother was alcoholic until she died. My dad was alcoholic before he died. My brother was alcoholic before he died. My other brother's alcoholic, so it was a spirit of alcoholism that took him out. So, like I said, I could have went either way. I could have been alcoholic. I could have been an adulterer.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got saved, I totally broke that lineage off my life.
Amen.
As for you,
mm-hmm.
divorce.
Mm-hmm.
6-7 generations of divorce, okay? When we got married, we made a conscious decision to say, Lord, you're going to sanctify this marriage.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because we had more against us than for us. We had people talking against our marriage. You just don't know. And when we got saved, they really thought we was crazy.
Yeah.
Amen. But we had to break that off of our life. So what am I saying? He said it will visit what? Even until the...
Third and fourth generations.
Mm-hmm. So when you get saved, if it was witchcraft, actually there was witchcraft in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother, there was a lot of spiritualism.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I had to break because they wanted to give me that gift. Go ahead.
First lady, I had the same thing that happened to me. I'm originally from Mobile, Alabama, and my mom and daddy was Roman Catholic. And when they would have an argument, here I am, 10 years old, my mama yanked me in the car, and she's at Mother Seuss's foot doctor. Give me some dog grease. And she put it on the back of the bed, and she'd say her husband's name three times and put that ball grease on the back, and she then clipped his hair at night. All of a sudden, he's itching and scratching all day. She said, I got you. And then while he scratched, he said, I'll get you next. Then the next day, I'm going in the car again. He had Mother Grease's getting witchcraft stuff. So I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, my uncle Bud, he's been dead 40, 70 years probably, but he sold himself to the devil. He went to the four forks of the road, cursed himself just to play a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And before he died, they say his guitar under his bed played him a tune.
Yeah.
But this is some of the stuff. Back in Mississippi, you know, they were poor, so they did whatever they needed to do to get money.
Mm-hmm.
But this is some of the stuff I had to break off my lineage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And so what we're saying is this
is real
and is not to be played with. And the only way that you can be set free from this is deliverance.
Amen.
You got to do and obey Jesus and let someone cast this thing off of you or cast this thing out of you. And when this doesn't happen, then you have what we're seeing in the church and in the world. That's why there's no power. That's why the people that we just talked about can get up there and do and say what they say because the Holy Ghost is really not moving
in that
building.
Yeah, it's seared. It's seared.
And their consciences are seared. Mm-hmm. They're selling the gospel.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, I can see an increase since COVID-19 hit.
Mm-hmm.
My radio station tripled. People are not into the buildings no more. They're getting that. It's slowly, but they're getting out of it. I can see a trend over the past 14 years. When I first started internet radio, it wasn't a deliverance ministry on a radio station, and through the grace of God carrying me through it, I can see the numbers tripling, and people are really getting tired of this. This is a good. We got some emails coming in. So, yeah, they'll be here on Thursdays. If I'll talk to the Montgomerys and see what day they want to do this thing on, either Thursday or Wednesday, but I'll post it up to let everyone know. Okay, we're going back to Pastor Miss Montgomery. I have a commercial that I do have to take. Get my payment. Yep. This pays the bills. This pays the bills.
Go ahead.
Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.
Amen.
My ideas and content must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success starts with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't waste no more time, you can soar up to the sky. The morning sun to ensure what I said I'll do what's really done. Come in my plans to God, no procrastination. All weakness in my life I have to overcome. No time for doubt, no time for fear. Problems will come, but I will let them disappear. I cannot slow down, I have to run. I see the time and I must complete the mission, cause I'm a winner.
Hallo, ich bin der Marc. Ich bin ein deutscher Teilnehmer der Internetgottesdienste von Fellowship of Deliverance, Internet Radio and International Ministries. Ich lade euch ein, uns auf www.fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com sowie auf unserer Facebook-Seite zu besuchen. Wir übertragen dort unsere Internetgottesdienste live auf unserer Website, und zwar samstags um 20 Uhr deutscher Zeit, entsprechend 14 Uhr US Eastern Standard Time, sowie dienstags um 2 Uhr morgens deutscher Zeit, entsprechend montags 20 Uhr US Eastern Standard Time. Samstags treffen wir uns zum Gottesdienst in unserem virtuellen Paltalk-Raum namens Fellowship of Deliverance Demonology mit Leerzeichen zwischen den Wörtern. Der Paltalk-Raum ist im Anschluss an unser samstägliches Treffen für eure Fragen und Antworten geöffnet und wir laden euch ein, euch hieran zu beteiligen. Ihr könnt uns auch auf Facebook unter dem Facebook-Nutzernamen fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com finden und uns hierüber kontaktieren. Falls ihr in der Region von Atlanta lebt, könnt ihr uns auch sehr gerne direkt vor Ort besuchen. Unsere Anschrift lautet 139 Christopher Place, Riverdale, Georgia 30274, USA. Vielen Dank, dass ihr uns auf fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com zuhört.
That's for our 1,627 subscribers that we have in Germany, 423 in South Africa, Jamaica, 7,526. United States, we average 1,646 listeners a day on our YouTube. We've been broadcasting with over 46 nations, and we've been on air for 14 years. Our main mentor here under this ministry is Derek Prince Ministries. We want to thank the Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery. That was Jermaine Edwards Lewis. Stay tuned for information on Jermaine Edwards and his new music. And as soon as this coronavirus break, they're going to start coming back with concerts. We're going to have a concert July 31st. Going to give you some information on that. Live Deliverance will be there sponsoring Kelvin Downswell from Kingston, Jamaica. Now we're going to go back here with live broadcast. We are stationed in two countries, United States and in Jamaica. And my brothers and sisters are in the U.S. With our last final 40 minutes, we're going back to Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery.
Amen. All right, praise the Lord. I just want to bring out a few more things, and then I'm going to give space to Evangelist Montgomery. But I'd just like to bring out some things in reference to the Word of God and reference to the things that attracts evil spirits, demonic spirits, unclean spirits. And I'm going to go into that, but it's a good ending to this, because this is bringing out, what I'm talking about is bringing out the dark side and also bringing out the things that invite foul demonic spirits in your life. But God is the answer to every problem and situation. We have Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus conquers every aspect of darkness and the kingdom of darkness. But the Word of God talks about these people who are murderers of children, corrupters of the creature of God, that turn away from the needy, oppressed, afflicted, or the advocates of the rich, but unjust judges of the poor, being altogether sinners. Now listen to this. It is therefore fitting that learning the just commands of the Lord, which we have before mentioned, we should walk in them. In what? In the just commands of the Lord, in the Word of God, in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Ghost, in the things of God, in the Word of God, of righteousness. For he who does such things shall be glorified in the kingdom of God. But he that chooses the other part shall be destroyed together with his works. For this cause there shall be both a resurrection and a retribution.
Amen. Well, I mean, God is telling you it's time now, and you have no excuse. So this is going out, you know. Like I told you my past, but I wanted to break that. I wanted to break those demonic strongholds
mm-hmm.
off of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you're inexcusable, old man.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the preaching. You have teachers. I mean, true teachers, true men and women of God that's telling the truth.
Yes.
You have no reason to be sitting up in churches that you know they're not teaching the Word of God. Test the Spirit and see if it's of God. But a lot of times you won't even test it because, as we said before, you have itching ears. And you want to hear the feel-good message rather than something that's going to prick your soul and cause you to turn to God.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
true.
Saints, we're in the last days. Like we said, you could cut the news on. You see what's going on. I thought if COVID didn't shake you out of your slumber, I don't know what will, because they shut the whole world down. This is showing you demonic people in high places.
Yes.
And this high Satanist that was a former Satanist, he said how they would be appointed territories over different realms, different cities, different states, and they would claim their territory.
Mm-hmm.
He said those demons wanted blood.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Atlanta. In the last month, we have had over 42 killings.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. This is a spirit of murder
mm-hmm.
that's going throughout the land.
We had the shooting where the guy shot up eight people here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It's going from state to state. My sister in Colorado, somebody there shot up 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
See, demons, they spread. It's not just cornered to one little pocket.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to up our game. The devil has upped his game. We need to up our game. And the only way we're going to up our game is by standing firm, speaking against the demonic things that's going on in the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
strong men and women of God, bold.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we got to be bold. Look at John the Baptist. He told that king,
mm-hmm.
you know it ain't lawful for you to have your brother's wife.
Mm-hmm.
But he was bold about his stance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we have to be. Bold in the things of God. Do not compromise your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give in for a dollar.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on, don't get me started. Because I see too much. You can't seduce me down for a dollar.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't care who it is. I'm going to stand on the word of God and I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen.
Amen. And I would say this also. And the things that we're talking about, when we're talking about this kind of these kind of things, these kind of sins, these kind of demons and stuff like this, you have to know the word, but you also have to be willing to put your physical body under subjection. And how do you do that? You do that by fasting and praying, like Jesus said.
Okay.
These kind come out
by much
fasting and praying.
Yeah.
And I would say this, the enemy, the devil, these demons, they know who has authority. They know who has anointing. They know who have been fasting. They know who have been spending time with God. They know who is clean and who is unclean. Remember the seven sons of Sceva?
Yes, you
can't go up to these demons with somebody else's playbook or anointing. You're going to get tore up.
Yeah.
So why am I saying this? Because we have to prepare ourselves. Okay, now I would say, and the reason I'm going to say this is because of how things work. Every one of these people that were in this deep stuff of witchcraft, sorcery, and all this stuff, they didn't just get there by one night reading.
Mm-mm.
They did whatever the devil told him to do.
Well, he said how at 7 years old, because his mother was a Satanist,
mm-hmm.
his grandmother was,
mm-hmm.
so they were inducting him to be a high priest. So
warlock.
He said at 7 years, warlock, at 7 years old, when he would get home from school, he and his brother would sit on the demonic altar from 7 in the evening to 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
They did whatever it take. If it was cutting animal sacrifices, cutting themselves, whatever it took to get to the high ranking of that warlock status.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what he said. And he said they love carnal Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They could spot them out. He said, the bottom of gist was they would put a spell on somebody for you for thousands of dollars. Sound familiar, like the church, $1,000 per line? This is why I say it's mass as Christianity, but it's witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you $1,000 per line. He said he would tell you $1,000 and you could put this spell on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take them out, give me $1,000.
Or $10,000.
$10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no price too high. These people, if they really wanted you to be taken out, they would pay him the money. That's why he said we have to be so careful, because it's the same thing in the churches. He said he loved carnal Christians. And he said when they were carnal and somebody wanted to put a spell or something on them, he said he gladly would do that. He said his job was to go around recruiting carnal Christians.
Mm-hmm. Who
didn't know the word?
Yeah, those are like hypocrites and stuff like that. Club goers and all that.
Yeah,
kind of
you in
like
the
that.
Club on the weekend.
Yeah,
on Sunday you up there praise and worship leader.
Mm-hmm. and he would eat them kind of folks up.
Yeah.
But the only reason I mention that right there is because if they did that, do things like that in their realm, then if we want to come against that, then we're going to have to do something in Christ.
Amen.
And the only thing that the Lord really asks us to do is keep his commandments, live right, and fast and pray and read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he tells us to do. Okay. And doing that and doing those things and being filled with the Holy Ghost and obeying the Lord, they can't do anything with us.
Mm-mm.
Not a thing. To give an example, this same warlock who was way up there,
high ranking,
he said that one of the witches in there wanted him to kill this woman because a woman was messing with her husband. Well, he said, okay, I'll do it, but I'll generally charge about $10,000. And the woman told, well, you know, she's a Christian. He said, well, nah, it's okay, I'll do it for free. I'll do it for free. I love trying to kill these Christians. He went and did what he needed to do, tried to put a curse on this woman, and he sent the little demon out to kill her. And the demon come back to him and say, don't you ever send me to this woman no more. He said, if you send me to this woman again, I'm going to kill you.
Attack him.
I'm going to attack you. And he said, the demon told him that, and he said that, Wait a minute here. I mean, I've been destroying so-called Christians' lives forever. What's up with this one? And the demon said, the Lord is protecting that woman.
Yeah.
I can't touch that woman because she was like a baby Christian.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know too much better. So the Lord protected that woman. But those that do know better, he eats them up. The enemy will eat you up. Now, why am I saying this? Because in Christ, we have the authority and power over these demonic spirits. Christ has given us the authority. He gave us the authority when he came down, did what he did on the cross, died, buried, resurrected, sent the Holy Ghost to us, that it is the very power of God that the enemy cannot do anything with. People of the Most High God, I want you to know that you have something that Satan can't do anything with. But you have to exercise it. There's things that we have to do. We have to know the word. We have to fast and pray.
We have to live right.
Read the word, know the word, because that is our offense. That's what we fight with.
Yes.
So, amen. Okay.
I like that scripture there.
Okay.
Behold, I give.
Yeah, it says, behold, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Did you hear what I said? To overcome all the power of the enemy, not some of it. Jesus said all of it. And nothing shall any means hurt you. Now, that's what Jesus said. This is not what Bishop Montgomery is saying. This is what Jesus is saying. But we have to get that in our spirit, and we have to stand up and fight.
Amen.
We have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy is constantly fighting us. He's fighting us by trying to get in our mind. And one other thing I want to say, I'm going to turn over into that Evangelist Montgomery say some things. The biggest warfare is in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we think that we're thinking, that we think that we're saying, is not us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the enemy from the outside. Now, what the enemy desires to do, he wants you to think that it's your thoughts when it's his. That's what he wants. Because if you think it's your thoughts, you're going to just say you're subject to do it. But if you recognize it's the enemy, you're going to come against him, or you should. But that's how the enemy works. He works with your mind.
Amen. But he said,
this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What was the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ was to do the will of the Father.
Amen.
So what should we do? We should do the will of the Father, or the will of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we can get to the Father is through Christ.
Amen. Unlike what they teach in New Age, there's many paths, Oprah's doctrine, that lead to God.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got mainstream preachers saying the same thing. There's many paths. There's only one way. Amen? And one thing, we were talking about entrance points of demonic activity. They start in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the things that you see on the news, the murders, the killings, they start mentally first.
Yes.
They said that is one of the main entrance points in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts with the oppression. Then you speech. You start the depression, and then the full possession. Full possession, you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that demon spirit, you like a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
He just uses you at will.
Mm-hmm.
But to those who have, some people are dealing with oppression, depression. I mean, I used to have depression long years ago, and I had to pray and ask God to break that off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was so depressed in a state of lethargy that I really wanted to die.
Mm-hmm.
It was some things that happened in my life that I just wanted to give up.
Mm-hmm.
I would literally drive by the graveyard and would pray that God would just take me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I know about depression, saints.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to the point I didn't even want to get up out the bed. I would go to work. My husband, till the time I come home, I'd go to bed. The depression had got on him, too.
Mm-hmm.
He would just sit up all day in a bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this stuff is real.
Mm-hmm.
We're not telling you something that we ain't been through.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when we had to get and start doing some spiritual warfare and get on our knees. And we said, we're going to fight this thing.
Amen.
We're going to get this out of our house.
Yes.
Because this was not of God.
No.
So, yeah. Christians can be depressed, oppressed,
mm-hmm.
but I'm telling you the tools that you need to get it off your life. There are life circumstances that's happened that's beyond your control.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil will beat you up in your mind and tell him it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
This is why this happened. Okay? So we're telling you some tools to use to get yourself set free on tonight.
Amen.
Oppression, depression. Now, if you possess, 9 times out of 10, you probably might have a little will to call for the elders of the church. But you're going to need some serious deliverance, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's big time there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're telling you because I had a brother that was totally demon-possessed.
Mm-hmm.
But God was able to set my sister-in-law totally possessed, but God was able to set her free.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So we know about all facets of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're not telling you from a novice perspective. We're telling you from hands-on.
Yes.
But it's a real spiritual realm in the kingdom of God and in the spirit of the enemy. And you got to know how to fight him.
Yes.
Because he study you. And he watched your lineage. He watched your family. And he told Cain, he said, even in Genesis, he said, Satan is crouching, didn't he? At your door.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he studied your bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have to be on guard for our souls, saints.
Yes.
We can't be lax anymore. Rise up. Get out that slumber.
Amen.
Shake yourself. Huh? Glory. Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Shake yourself. God say he wants some soldiers. He wants you to rise up. Take your proper stand.
Amen.
Time out to be bowing down to the enemy. Satan have our households. Hell, and you're just saying it's natural. No, it's not.
No.
Take your family back, man.
Amen.
Rise up. Get up off that couch. Be the priest that God called you to be in your household.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Woo, Jesus. Don't get me started. That's that preach come out.
Amen.
Anyway.
Amen. Amen. That's what it takes.
Amen.
That's
Hallelujah.
What it takes.
Jesus.
Look, This old saying, it don't take all that, they
yes,
need to
does.
Throw that away.
Yes, it does.
Don't stop saying that.
Amen.
Because it takes all that and more. You heard what I just said about what they're doing in the enemy's camp?
Yes.
And we're going to sit up and say, it don't take all that. Look, it takes all that, and all that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. If praising God and hollering Jesus is gonna get that thing off you,
do it.
That's what you need to do.
Be radical. For
yeah,
God.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If the
Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God tell you to do something to get that thing off you, that's what you do. If the Holy Ghost tell you, hey, there's somebody over there that can get that thing off you, you need to be getting over there.
Amen.
You need to be getting over there.
Yes.
Stop with this. It don't take all that. Yes, it do.
Yes.
When you was trying to get saved, whatever the preacher told you to get saved, that's what you did.
Amen.
Now that you done got saved and got full of the Holy Ghost, now all of a sudden it don't take all that. What?
He said there is feelings of what? Refilling.
Yeah.
Continuous.
There's a continuous filling of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because you need it these days.
Amen.
That's the only way we're going to fight and defeat the enemy, by doing everything that the Lord says. It takes all that.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
Lord
your
Jesus.
Name.
Lord,
Jesus.
Ooh, glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We want to thank you. Thank the Lord. I tell you, we got about 10 more minutes, and I want to be able to thank God for allowing these powerful Truffle. They've been a blessing to me for many years and continue will be for this ministry, and we support them. And we're going to have them here on every week if they agree to it, which they have. We need to find out if it's going to be on a Wednesday or Thursday. Pastor Montgomery, it'll be more suitable for me to be on a Wednesday. If we can do this on Wednesdays, it'll be fine.
That'll work with us.
Same
okay.
time.
So we're going to... Same time, which is 8:39 here, 9:39 in Eastern Standard Time. So what we'll do, we'll have it at 7 o'clock Central, which is 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. And I want to tell them before they close how to get this book, where to get it from, and give the listening audience before we close information on this book and how to purchase it.
Okay. You can Amazon, just go to Amazon and Google Building Godly and Mature Relationships. You'll see our picture. We'll pop up smiling. Hi. but it's Amazon, and if you like to do Kindle, like you want to read it on your lunch hour or something like that, you can get that. You can order the book or you hard copy, or you can go to Kindle. It's on Kindle.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. We want to thank everyone listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio, and what I'm going to try to do is to feed this channel with my technicians. Probably next Wednesday they will be live on my YouTube set channel and live on Blog Talk at the same time. That's going to be in the works. Give me some patience to get the technical assistance to get that going, and then what we'll do is to have them to be on all three channels instead of one channel. Again, I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We want to thank Jermaine Edwards, Jermaine Edwards Island Records, Kevin Downswell. Kevin Downswell will be in Mandeville, Jamaica, July 31st. Information will be available through our Facebook segment on our Facebook. God bless every last one of you. It's been an honor, and I want to say if you would like to sow a seed to their ministry, please listen. They'll tell you how and what to do to sow seed to their ministry.
Amen. Well, right now you can just give to PayPal, Kingdom of God Ministries. We have the PayPal if you want to donate that way. Or, you know, we just send us an email, kingdomofgodministries@gmail.com. And, you know, we could send you the link to give if you feel led to do so. But, you know, we're just here doing the work of the Lord. We want to thank you, Pastor Overton.
Amen.
You know, we go way back. We remember when when we were Blog Talk Radio 10 years ago. We go way back. So we just want to, we love you, brother,
yeah,
and we thank you for the opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
This concludes our broadcast for today. Don't forget tomorrow, Pastor Rodriguez Baker, Monday Pastor Steve Leaf. He's been with Fellowship of Faith Church for 30 years, and I've been knowing him 35 years, and he'll be on Mondays. We'll be on tomorrow night on YouTube, bringing the conclusion of Don't Being Deceived. Mm. And I like for people to know that we've been getting a lot of feedback of the deception that's going on in America, and that nothing has really changed. The United States, before I leave, I'm compelled to say this, is a very racist nation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
And I want every African-American that can hear me, please go and vote. I'm not into politics, but you do have a right. You have a right to vote. A lot of black people died, Christians. Martin Luther King was a Christian. And God used that man to free us from bondages that they're trying to set back the clock again in Georgia and in other 43 states. You know, ain't nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. And this is on my heart. I do this every time I'm on here with any guests, and I'm trying to pull it up right now before we leave. Please go vote, because there is nothing new under the sun. And I'm trying to find this clip before I leave here. I'll get it. Wait 1 minute. Wait a minute. This was over 30 years ago from a mentor that I still admire to this day before we close.
Why is America, why does this loom to be such an explosive political year? Because this is the year of politics. This is the year when all of the white politicians are going to come into the Negro community. You never see them until election time. You can't find them until election time. They're going to come in with false promises. And as they make these false promises, they're going to feed our frustrations. And this will only serve to make matters worse. I'm no politician. I'm not even a student of politics. I'm not a Republican, nor a Democrat, nor an American. And got sense enough to know. I'm one of the 22 million black victims of the Democrats. One of the 22 million black victims of the Republicans, and one of the 22 million black victims of Americanism. And when I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat or a Republican. I speak as a victim of America's so-called democracy. You and I have never seen democracy. All we've seen is hypocrisy. When we open our eyes today and look around America, we see America not through the eyes of someone who has enjoyed the fruits of Americanism. We see America through the eyes of someone who has been the victim of Americanism. We don't see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare. We haven't benefited from America's democracy. We've only suffered from America's hypocrisy. And the generation that's coming up now can see it. And I'm not afraid to say it. If you go to jail, so what? If you're black, you were born in jail. If you're black, you were born in jail. In the North as well as the South. Stop talking about the South. As long as you're south of the Canadian border, you're south. Don't call Governor Wallace a Dixie governor. Romney is a Dixie governor. Two million black victims of Americanism are waking up, and they're gaining a new political consciousness, becoming politically mature. And as they become develop this political maturity, they're able to see the recent trends in these political elections. They see that the whites are so evenly divided that every time they vote, the race is so close they have to go back and count the votes all over again. And this is which means that any block, any minority that has a block of votes that stick together is in a strategic position. Either way you go, that's who gets it. You're in a position to determine who go to the White House and who stay in the doghouse. You're the one who has that power. You can keep Johnson in Washington, D.C., or you can send him back to his Texas cotton patch. You're the one who sent Kennedy to Washington. You're the one who put the present Democratic administration in Washington, D.C. The whites were evenly divided. It was the fact that you threw 80% of your votes behind the Democrats that put the Democrats in the White House. When you see this, you can see that the Negro vote is the key factor. And despite the fact that you are in a position to be the determining factor, what do you get out of it? The Democrats have been in Washington, D.C. only because of the Negro vote. They've been down there 4 years. And all other legislation they wanted to bring up, they brought it up and got it out of the way, and now they bring up you. And now they bring up you. You put them first, and they put you last. Because you're a chump. A political chump. In Washington, D.C., in the House of Representatives, there are 257 who are Democrats. Only 177 are Republicans. In the Senate, there are 67 Democrats. Only 33 are Republicans. The party that you back controls two-thirds of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and still they can't keep their promise to you, because you're a chump. Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You look at the structure of the government that controls this country. It's controlled by 16 senatorial committees and 20 congressional committees. Of the 16 senatorial committees that run the government, 10 of them are in the hands of Southern segregationists. Of the 20 congressional committees that run the government, 12 of them are in the hands of Southern segregationists. And they're going to tell you and me that the South lost the war.
Go and vote in Georgia. Please go vote in honor of Malcolm X. God bless Black Power, Red, Black, and Green. God bless Jamaica. God bless America and pray for his repentance. And God bless Israel. If it's the will of God, we'll see you next Wednesday with Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery. Thank you, ma'am. And thank you, too, Pastor.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.